I should also mention that I've picked up this customer before exactly where it says, and I'm just down the street a little bit, and I still don't see the customer out.
Okay, sorry. We were talking to him on the phone at the same time that we were talking to you on the radio, so he's out on his way out right now. So just stand by for a few more minutes. He should be out there to you.
I'm not at the location. I'm just down the street and looking in my rearview mirror. Are you saying I need to wait longer than the 5-minute wait when I did it exactly like I'm supposed to?
I'm saying in the event that we're talking to the client on the phone at the same time that you're still in the same area, don't leave the client.
I'm already down the street, so, I mean, when I wait the 5 minutes and then I head away, so you're telling me I need to go back around the block to go get this customer and make an exception to the rule for everybody else?
No, not at all. According to the no-show, you're supposed to wait until you speak with us and we verify all that information and say that we're clear. If you've left the facility before we have got all the information from you that we need, then that's a problem. You're still in the area. Please go back and get 7771. Thank you.
Okay, I don't remember getting that information about having to talk to you first. I've been doing this for many, many years, and I've never had to do that. So somewhere the rules changed?
We're not going to argue about it. Go back and get the client. If you have an issue with it, speak to your supervisor.
Well, since we've been talking, I still don't see the customer. I'll go around.